time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A federal judge on Thursday threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt after learning the Trump administration attempted to transfer a woman and her daughter out of the country while an appeals hearing for their deportation was underway. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace and Jacob Soboroff have more.
This was a case that was brought by the ACLU with eight plaintiffs in Washington, D.C., challenging the Attorney General's much stricter rules and regulations for actually claiming asylum now if you want to stay in the United States. And that involves no longer being able to bring claims as you once were with regard to domestic violence and gang violence. Some of the main drivers that people flee places like El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala to come to the United States for. And so to hear this judge today, I didn't actually listen into the case, but to read the transcript, to read what he said. And in fact, I want to just read you a little bit of it. He said, in its rush to deport as many immigrants as possible, the Trump administration is putting these women and children in grave danger of being raped, beaten, or killed. And he quite literally said to the government, get these people back here as soon as you can. You can't deport plaintiffs in the middle of a case when we're adjudicating this rule in the first place.
I was reading from the transcript as well. He said this is pretty outrageous. His name is U.S. District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan. And just to pick up on just his personal reaction, I'm not happy about this at all. This is not acceptable. I mean, is he an outlier? Has this been the reaction in other cases that have ended up before federal judges?
No, actually, it has. Nicole, it's a great question. Dana Sabra, who's adjudicating the Miss L case, which is the case about family separations here in California, just last week called the government's plan, or lack of a plan, I guess we should say, to reunite the remaining 572 kids that were separated from their parents by the Trump administration, quote unquote, unacceptable. And quite literally, in an hour and 15 minutes from now, we're expecting the government to file, because the judge ordered them in a separate case, a new point person to reunite the remaining 572 kids that are still out there over 2 months after we first got inside those facilities down in South Texas and got a look at what the separated kids have gone through.
There are still two unresolved contests from Tuesday's primary and special elections. In the Republican primary for governor in Kansas, Secretary of State Kris Kobach's lead over incumbent Governor Jeff Collier dwindled after election officials discovered a mistake in the tally. As Secretary of State, Kobach oversees the vote counting. The governor called on him to step aside, and Kobach said late on Thursday during an interview with CNN that he would remove himself from the tally process while the Republican primary outcome hangs in the balance. Kansas is still counting absentee and provisional ballots, and the race remains too close to call. The state has until August 20th to finish. Meanwhile, the House special election in Ohio's 12th district is also still too close to call, although Republican Troy Balderson is expected to hold on to the solidly Republican district that has been in GOP hands for the past 35 years. Balderson leads Democrat Danny O'Connor by just over 1,000 votes, less than 1%. The state is still counting absentee and provisional ballots. If the margin shrinks to half a percentage point, it would trigger an automatic recount. Either way, Republicans don't think the race should have been this close and are panicking over what it means for their election prospects in November.
My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation. We very well may soon have the Space Force. You've been hearing about that. And we're actually thinking of a sixth, and that would be the Space Force. Does that make sense? The Space Force, General. You probably haven't even heard that. I'm just telling you now.
Vice President Mike Pence has outlined the administration's goal of creating a sixth branch of the U.S. military by 2020, known as the Space Force.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
Day 8 of the Paul Manafort trial began with the judge apologizing in open court for scolding prosecutors the day before.
This all stems from something that happened yesterday. The prosecution had a witness that they called. It was an IRS expert who happened to be sitting in the courtroom through the trial. When they called that witness, and that witness said that they had been sitting in the courtroom during the entire trial, the judge scolded the prosecutors essentially for that, for allowing this witness to sit there through this trial, listening to other witnesses testifying. And then the prosecutors reminded the judge that it was his own permission. They had asked him for permission to do so, and he allowed it. And then this morning, as you said, they went ahead and they filed a motion with the court requesting that he apologize to them and to the jury. See, the issue here really is that this was all happening in front of the jury, and certainly their perception of what they're seeing by the way the judge is reacting to this could affect their ultimate decision. And that is why the prosecutors wanted the judge this morning to apologize, which he did. You know, this judge is quickly becoming the story in this case. It just continues to go after prosecutors. And just a reminder, this is the same judge who went after the special counsel in bringing this case. The idea that perhaps, you know, he was suggesting that they were only doing this to go after Paul Manafort to get him to cooperate. I got
the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.